Howdy again, folks. Jake Donnelly coming to you live from Rent One Park, home of the Southern Illinois Miners. We have one inning in the books as Nick Balog, who started a very nifty 3-6-3 double play in the bottom of the first inning, will lead off this top of the second inning. The lefty Bywater against the lefty Balog. A pair of bees, a pair of lefties going up against one another. And the first pitch is a fastball at the top of the zone, inside corner, strike one. Bywater threw 15 pitches in the first inning, picking up two strikeouts, so picking up exactly where he left off in his last start, in which he struck out 12. He cuts it just over the inside corner, 0-2. Stacy Dunbar with a fairly generous zone here. All you care about, though, is if it's going both ways, that's not a problem. The 0-2 swung on and hit right back at Bywater. He actually kick saves it, picks it up, throws it on to first base to Saberin for the first out here in the top of the second inning. Wasn't really hit all that hard by Balog, who's coming into the game with a .376 batting average. But if it got by Bywater, maybe a chance that gets through the hole. Instead, it will be Chris Sweeney coming to the dish. Sweeney is a guy that has issues with breaking balls, and usually that issue is right-handed pitchers throwing those breaking balls. He had a ton of trouble in last night's game against Kevin Braney, whose left-handed curveball was giving him fits. Here, a fastball not over the outside corner, 1-0. Sweeney might be in a good spot here against, though, Bywater, because Bywater, his best pitch is the change. Fastball, this is hit out towards right center field, not deep enough to cause any alarm. As coming in a couple of steps is Mannucci. He puts it away for the second out in the top of the second inning, second time that he is cemented a put out in this game. And now it's John Schultz, a designated hitter, coming to the dish. As they are playing Poor Unfortunate Souls on Disney night here. Schultz, left-handed batter, DH tonight, as I mentioned, batting .286 on the season, 10 extra base hits, 6 doubles, 4 home runs. He's driven in 15. Takes a first pitch slider over the inner half, strike one. I say slider, I was told that that's the change, but it looks like it's a cutter. It's too fast, really, to be that changeup, and if it is from Bywater, it's not slow enough to be a good change. Comes in with the fastball low, 1-1. I mentioned that Poor Unfortunate Souls. My little sister used to make three of my siblings, and I have six of them, three of my siblings and I listen to the soundtrack from The Little Mermaid every single day while driving to school as the 1-1, too far inside, 2-1. And that doesn't sound like much until you realize that the trip to school was about an hour and 15 minutes or so, because my dad had to go and pick up papers from his secretary, bring them over to his office in two completely different parts of Connecticut. A 2-1-1 big hop over towards the first baseman, Saberin. And it's another easy 1-2-3 inning for Matt Bywater, who has come as advertised. We head towards the bottom of the second inning here. No score between your Otters and the host Miners at Rent One Ballpark. You're listening to Otters Baseball on 91.5 WUEV.